This is Forrest Solis interviewing CP150616-0028. Have you read and agreed to the consent form?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. We'll go ahead and get started. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I was born and raised in Boston, Mass., and I moved here when I was 18 years old. I've lived here for 44 years. I'm 62. I've been married 30-some-odd years, and I have two girls.
Could you maybe take me back to the time around when you were pregnant or were at the time of labor and delivery? Anything that was memorable that could kind of situate us for that time period? The weather, anything?
Well, it was hot. I had two summer babies, so it was very hot both times. My first baby, I woke up in the morning and I felt strange. It wasn't a physical strange, it was a mental strange. And I couldn't figure out what was wrong because she wasn't due for a couple of weeks, but she was born on a blue moon, which made her come early. A blue moon is two full moons in 1 month. And so that day I started to feel very strange mentally and I couldn't shake it. And then a short time later, I went into labor. So I labored for about 24 hours, and when she was born, it was really not only the fact that she was firstborn, but she came like she had been here before. She reached up and touched the doctor's face and when they put her in Leon's arms. She reached up and touched his face like she knew him. And I turned my head and went to sleep because I had been awake for 24 hours. And it was hard for me to enjoy the moment because I had had minor complications. I had a fever and they were minor complications. Then she was only 2 hours old when we were in the room when my mother came in and she said, "Hi." And she was leaning on Leon's shoulder. And she actually picked her head up and turned around to see who had said that. And we were really shocked that she had such phenomenal muscle control. And the doctor came in saying that she was unbelievable. Her muscles were unbelievably developed, well developed. So, she went labor and delivery, I guess for her first child, went pretty normal. But, my parents were aging and I was taking care of aging parents and helping my husband in business. And I really never thought of my pregnancy. I gained 80 pounds because I wanted to eat what I wanted to. And I didn't think of myself while I was working and taking care of my parents. I mean, I knew what the end result was going to be. So I just ate and took it day by day. And by the end of my pregnancy, I was so overweight, I was uncomfortable in the heat. But the end result was really wonderful. Now, Stephanie, on the other hand, she was born, Christina was born August 15th, Stephanie was June 15th, 6 years later. And that was an easier pregnancy. And I was almost 40 years old when I had her. So I don't think age really made a difference with me. I think I may have been in a better place as far as my parents were concerned and financially and our business was going a lot smoother. So maybe that had something to do with having a smoother pregnancy. But Stephanie, when she was born, I'll never forget, they plunked her beside me and it was, "I'm here." And she was very calm. Both kids were very calm, but Stephanie just knew what she was here for and just looked right up at me and was just really sweet. Neither one of them cried when they were born, but they were both very centered and they were easy babies, very easy babies. So it was a lot of fun. The first baby, it was, and financially it was tough, but when is a good time to have a baby? So I had them 6 years apart because I was only going to have an only child. But Leon kept on telling me, he tricked me, that an only child is a lonely child. And it made me feel bad, so I went and had a second. And I'm glad I did. Stephanie's a wonderful girl.
Can you elaborate a bit more on the actual labor and deliveries? Did you labor at home and then Glenn?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, with Christina, I was vomiting a lot at home. Sorry to say that, but... And I didn't know where Leon was. We had opened up an airport parking lot, and he was in Mesa somewhere picking up the buses. And like I said, I wasn't due for another 2 weeks, and I couldn't get a hold of him. You know, we didn't have cell phones like we did now. It wasn't easy to get a hold of you. And so I called the doctor, and they told me to get in right away that I, in fact, was in labor because I'd already had a false alarm. And so I said that I would wait for my husband, and 3 hours later they called me. They said, "We really want you to get in here," but I was afraid to go to the hospital without him because I had no one to drive me, and I didn't want to get in a cab, and they said they'd send somebody to come pick me up. So he finally came home, and he was so excited. We went to the doctor's office, and they told him to get the car to drive me across the street to the hospital, and he got the car, and he went to the other end of the parking lot and sat at the other end of the parking lot. And they said, "Where is he?" And I looked out at the parking lot, and there he was on the south, way on the south end of the lot, just sitting in the car. He didn't know what to do. He drove all the way to the south end of the parking lot. So the nurse turned to me, and she said, "Let me get a wheelchair, and I'll take you across the street," because he had gone into shock. And so I said, I felt bad. And I went out to the parking lot and I started to wave him over to me. And he drove over and he was like a deer in the headlights. It was really kind of scary looking, you know. So I got in the car and I helped him get me to the hospital. And he stayed with me through the whole thing. I mean, I delivered, I think it was at 10 o'clock that night, on a holy day of obligation. And I usually go to church on holy days, but couldn't that day. And so Leon was thrilled about that. It was a wonderful birth because I had a wonderful doctor. And that really does make a big difference. And he was very personable, and he liked us. He thought we'd make great parents. So he spent a lot of time with us, time that he didn't have to spend with us. And, of course, it being my first baby, it was also foreign to me, but he made it easy on me. My second birth, my first doctor retired, so I took his partner, and I loved him. And he was out of town on my second birth. And the doctor that delivered me was a doctor that used to stare at me all the time when I was younger. And it was very uncomfortable for me. I never told my husband. But it was just so uncomfortable. But I made it through. And it was uneventful. I was lucky because I had epidurals with both babies. So it was a lot easier than I would imagine going through hard labor. And I was an older mother. Everybody would be screaming around me. And when my epidural wore off, the screaming just unnerved me. But it was uneventful. I mean, the end result was what I was looking for. Nothing else mattered. And thank God, everything went normally.
I think that's good, honestly.
I mean, it was boring.
No, it wasn't boring. There's nothing boring about that story at all. Oh, sorry.